Yeah. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Stefan Karpyszek. I'm here on stage today with Ian Custon. We work for UBS, a large Swiss bank, and we are in the Crypto 2.0 lab of UBS. That's part of the innovation group, Group Technology Innovation. And we are very happy to be here today and talk about smart bonds, an experiment that the Crypto 2.0 lab is conducting. So the goal of the lab is to explore blockchain technology. We have defined a set of use cases, and we are going to apply blockchain technology and evaluate how we can best make use for the bank and for our customers. So most of the work we do is actually learn and listen. So we are talking to a lot of solution providers, to a lot of developers, a lot of software vendors, and other partners. We are also doing a lot of education. Most of the education is done internally, but we are also talking to other financial institutions. We are part of the R3 consortium, the Distributed Ledger Group. And we also talk to infrastructure providers, central banks, governments, regulators, because we all want to understand how can we best apply blockchain technology to finance. So we are very committed to enabling, developing, and promoting open standards. And so that's why we like Ethereum so much. It's a very nice, very good open standard, a powerful technology that we can use. We like the flexibility that it provides, so we can basically implement arbitrary complex business logic. We can put a lot of different types of assets on the blockchain and model whole life cycles of financial instruments. And we will see in a minute one of the experiments, the first experiments that we did in the lab with Ethereum. And I just want to go quickly into the benefits that we see, or some of the early learnings that we are taking from this. So it's a very nascent technology, yeah, so we are still in a very early phase. And I agree completely with Gavin. I guess it was in one of the first talks that he said, we need to implement in order to understand the full potential of this technology. And we need to play around with it in order to get a feeling for what is possible in the future. And I've just shortly followed the presentations before. I mean, obviously, we are still part, if you remember this layered thing, we are still part of the lower sphere with all the regulations and all the jurisdictions in place. But we definitely see there is a lot of innovation coming towards us. And we are here to learn, and we are here to share with you what we did. So the first experiment we did in that space is smart bonds. Actually, we could... Yeah, so... Smart bonds. Who of you knows how a bond works? All right, so... Then maybe just very quickly, a bond is a basic form of a loan. So you have an issuer on one side, on the left side, who issues the bond. That's typically a company or an organization or a government that needs to raise funds. They need to finance their operations. They need to finance their business. And on the other hand, on the other side, you have investors. You have the buyer of a bond. That's typically institutional investors. And the interesting thing is in between. Yeah? So this here is a very, very much simplified model. In between, you have a whole bunch of intermediaries, of trusted third parties. You have central counterparties. You have central securities depositories. You have custodian banks. Actually, it's layers on layers of intermediation. And we think bonds are a very good example to show the benefits and the potential of a technology that is here to disintermediate, yeah, and to replace those central trusted parties with something else, and that's software. Actually, we can show in our proof of concept that that we can replace a lot of those intermediaries with a piece of software. Yeah? For them, that's not a very comforting thought, but it's actually very, very interesting to see that in action, and that's what Ian is going to show us. So Ian, please show us what we did.
Thank you, Stefan. So, yes, so Ian Cusden, I'm a technologist in the crypto lab, as Stefan has indicated. I'm the one who got to play. We call them experiments, but it's fun. So, smart bonds, what do they look like? Well, we took a very simplistic approach. We've got a fairly small set of contracts to implement the platform. For the experiment, contracts. If you looked at them, you'd say they're rather monolithic. We know there's work to be done in that space, but fundamentally we have the main bond contract, which is effectively the arbiter of all the actions. We then have a coin. So we have a token. One of the early things we identified was the need for a token to allow on-chain settlement rather than going off-chain. So We've called ours Bondcoin. Maybe not too imaginative, but it worked for our purposes. We needed to simulate the concept of trusted fees. So we have a benchmark contract, which obviously would be providing rates for floating rate bonds. And then we had a simple registry, which in the real world scenario, we need to extend to create true KYC, etc. So, fairly simple structure, as you can see on the screen. So, just a few parties involved, but the primary actors are obviously the bond issuer and the bond investor. What I'll do now is I'll actually walk you through the demo, and fingers crossed at this point. So on the screen in front of you now is, as you can see, a very simple UI we've built to demonstrate the functionality that we have in the smart bond platform. What we've got on the left-hand side is the bond issuer, nice and orange, and a nice name there, issuer. And on the right-hand side we have the bond buyer. So in this instance we've got ETH PLC who will be issuing the bond, and Big Fund who will be buying the bond. So, obviously, as I said, the actors involved here have gone through a registration, so they've got access to the platform. We skip that step. So what I'll do now is I'll put on the hat of the bond issuer, and now I'm going to create a new offer to place into the market. I've pre-filled everything out. So in this instance, we're going to choose a fixed rate bond, paying a 2%. We'll have a coupon frequency of 6 months, and the bond will last a year. And I know you're all going to worry now that I'm going to make you sit around for a year to see the payments occur. But software is a wonderful thing, so we've actually managed to speed up time. So this should take place in a few minutes. So I'll submit that offer. So the issuer gets a notification that the transaction has been accepted and it's now being pushed into the network. So this is all running on my laptop at this point, so hopefully it can keep up. So in a short while, there's a single miner in this instance here. They'll mine the block, and both parties should see a confirmation of the new bond offer. And this is obviously the point at which I hold my breath and cross my fingers. Mm-hmm.
So we are waiting for the confirmation now.
And this is where I quickly check and make sure it's actually... Oh, look, there we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Patience is a virtue. So there we go. So both parties saw the offer being confirmed on the chain. And there we have a new entry, bond number 40, being issued. Well, the offer is from ETH PLC. As we said, a 2% coupon and a one-year maturity. Now, if I put the hat on of the buyer, I can now go and register my interest in that bond. So what I do simply here is I'm going to invest 1 million bond coins. So I've registered that interest. One of the things we did for this is we built in a escrow capability. So when you register your interest, that you actually make the purchase at that point. And there's obviously different models you could take to solving this problem. But at this point, we capture the funds and hold them in escrow. And they're held in escrow by the bond contract. So the issuer at this point will not see any of the money, not until they actually complete the issuance and hand me over the bonds. So we'll just wait for that to be confirmed. There we go. And if I just go and check my account there, I can see that I've made a payment of 1,000,000 coins, and it's actually gone to the bond contract. So at this point, the issuer has still not got the money. But obviously, as the issuer, I can now I've got my interest. Obviously, in the real world scenario, there'll be many interested parties. So we'll go and issue that bond. We'll issue the full amount. We added the capability in the platform to reduce the level if the bond was oversubscribed, and then the issuance would occur on a pro rata basis, and you'd get a refund. But we'll do the full amount here. So I've now issued the bond, and when that gets confirmed, from the issuer's standpoint, if I look at my account, I should see the 1,000,000 bond coins in my account. And obviously, traditionally, once the bond has been issued, what would previously happen is we'd have other parties that would then essentially be recording who owns the bond and who needs to be paid at the appropriate times. So there we go. The issue's been confirmed. So let's check the account of the issuer. And there we go. We've had 1,000,000 coins from the bond contract. But let's check, because hang on. Is the holder and actually officially holding that bond? So let's have a look. So big fund. There we go. 10,000 bonds to the value of 1,000,000 coins. The good thing about Ethereum and obviously blockchains is we can see all the events that have occurred, all the transactions that have occurred. So we get a full history. So we can see the offer, the indication of interest, and the actual issuance. As you can see there, so the maturity and coupon dates are just be a few minutes. So hopefully we won't run out of time, and we should see some payments occurring. But as I say, the system now is replacing what would typically be the paying agent, so the contract itself will pay out the funds. And you know, we followed the pretty much the standard for token contracts. So you have an approved, essentially what we call a signatory on the account, and the bond contract acts as that signatory.
Okay, so that was a very quick demo. Well, maybe we need to make way for the next ones. So we are around for the whole day. We're happy if you want to catch us and ask questions. That's very fine for us. Thanks a lot for your attention. Thanks for the invitation.